It's the roar of the presses working day and night in the north, south, east, and west of our nation. These daily presses turn out 48 million newspapers, and behind these millions of headlines are the country's ace reporters who bring you the inside story. Tonight from Washington, D.C., NBC Television brings you America's press conference of the air, Meet the Press, where you'll meet top newsmen in an unrehearsed, spontaneous press conference with one of the outstanding personalities in today's news, Mr. Sava Kasanovic, the Yugoslav ambassador to the United States. Ready for the conference are four of America's top newsmen who are here to ask the questions you would ask if you were here. Now meet Mr. I.F. Stone, formerly with The Nation and PM, and now chief of the Washington Bureau of New York's new daily newspaper, The Compass. Mr. Lawrence Spivak, editor of the American Mercury magazine, a regular member of our press panel. Mr. Marshall McNeil of the Scripps Howard newspapers, who reports the Washington scene for papers in Texas and Tennessee. Mr. Richard Harkness, NBC commentator, who recently returned from Europe, where he observed the Cold War and European recovery firsthand. And here is our guest, Mr. Sava Kasanovic. And finally, Miss Martha Roundtree, producer of Meet the Press.
Our guest this evening, Ambassador Kasanovic of Yugoslavia, has played an important part in his government since 1941. He represents Yugoslavia in the United Nations Assembly. I can remember, it wasn't so long ago, when Marshal Tito was pictured as an arch-villain out to undermine our way of life. Today, he's being played up as the arch-enemy of Stalin and as a great moderating force between Eastern communism and Western democracy. Tonight, we hope to learn through our sharp questioning what the truth really is. And I'm sure the ambassador won't pull his punches, he's promised. If you're ready, Ambassador, I see Mr. McNeil has the first question.
Please.
Mr. Ambassador, you lately have seen an election campaign in this country with wide criticism of President Truman and his policies. What would happen to someone in the police state of Yugoslavia who openly and severely criticized Tito and his works?
Mr. McNeil, I can't agree and I must energetically protest that Yugoslavia is a police state. Why Yugoslavia would be and should be a police state? Yugoslavia is a state supported by 16 million Yugoslavs. In a police state, you couldn't lead such policy like Yugoslavia leads, to be independent from East and the West and to fight for their political and economic independence. This is not police state.
Well, now, what's the answer to the question?
The question is that we had elections in 1945, we had elections, and we are going to have elections in the next spring, and we have secret ballot, we have the possibility, you look through our press, we are criticizing our mistakes that are committed by Yugoslav officials. The difference in political life, it's absurd. I think it's a mistake to take the same measure what you are using in America to put the same measure in Eastern Europe. You had completely different development. You are surrounded by oceans, and we are surrounded by enemies for 1,000 years.
Mr. Harkness.
Well, let me ask you about another measure then, Mr. Ambassador. What's the difference between Stalin communism, which we're spending billions of dollars to oppose, and Tito communism, which we're now spending millions of dollars to support?
Yugoslavia is a socialistic state. And Yugoslavia, the secret of Yugoslavia's success and Tito's success was that in Yugoslavia were united all positive democratic forces. Myself, I am not a communist. I am holding, a very important political position.
Certainly are.
I am here, and I am not a communist. I am a leader of a democratic party in Yugoslavia. I am in a popular front. The basis of Yugoslavia is the popular front. And the Popular Front united all positive forces in Yugoslavia. Yugoslav Communist Party is very active, very, very courageous during the war, took the leadership, and all democratic forces in Yugoslavia united in the fight against the enemy. Today, you can see, this was the secret of Tito's success. I'm calling Tito, it's not personal success, but Tito's success of new Yugoslavia, that the national tradition and the social reform which were necessary in a backward country where people is exploited, where you have only exploitation, and where you need a an increase of standard of living, you need socialistic reform.
Well, let's go back to the question.
Yes.
What is the difference between Stalin communism, which we're spending billions of dollars to oppose, and Tito communism, which we're now spending millions of dollars to support?
I'm not a Marxist, but I could say that what you call Tito's communism, it is Yugoslav policy. We would like to be independent from foreign influences. We would like to be independent from political and economic oppressions from abroad and exploitation. The tendency of Soviet communism, how it was represented by Cominform, is the interference of or Gleichschaltung, it was called in Germany, Gleichschaltung of all communist parties in the world. I consider myself that all communists in the world, in their respective countries, in first place they have to be patriots of their countries. Patriots, and try to find solutions for their problems, how they are in interest in their respective countries.
Are you saying that Yugoslavia is a socialist state rather than
yes.
a communist state?
So Yugoslavia is a socialist state.
Are you against communism?
No, I am not.
You're saying more important, Mr. Ambassador, that Yugoslav communism, call it what you will, is contained inside of Yugoslavia.
Yes.
And that
not
Russian
not
communism...
Exporting.
Russian communism is for export. Now, that's what you're saying, isn't
perhaps,
it?
Perhaps, I think. Could be. Yeah. We oppose that in Yugoslavia. This was the idea of using Yugoslavia for something that we didn't like, and we opposed that.
But you did say you yourself, you are not a communist.
I said, I'm an independent Democrat.
Mr. Stone, now.
Mr. Ambassador, since the United States is now supporting Tito communism in Yugoslavia and Salazar fascism in Portugal, and we now have a family fight between Tito and Stalin inside the family of communism, isn't it therefore time to get rid of all this ideological nonsense, this holy war nonsense, and recognize the U.S. and the USSR are engaged in a conflict of national interest of exactly the kind that have come up many, many times in history and can be resolved and should be resolved peacefully?
I hope and I believe in peace, and Yugoslavs did during the war and after the war and now doing, we think it's a contribution to peace. We think it's for crystallization of the opinions, for clearing the opinions. We are there against the spheres of influence. And I was fighting during the war here in the United States since 1941, against the division of Balkans in spheres of influence. So I would like to avoid in the future also that the Yugoslav Balkans should become a battleground of conflicts between the big powers.
Do you regard your country's quarrel with Russia as an ideological quarrel or a quarrel of national interest?
I think it's a quarrel of national interest.
Mr. Spivak.
Mr. Ambassador. Don't the people of Yugoslavia think it's strange that on Monday the Soviet communists and Stalin are wonderful, but on Tuesday they're great menaces? How have the Yugoslavians accepted that sudden change?
The development, little by little, experience, little by little, showed we, on the beginning, naturally, the great socialistic country, we consider it ally of Yugoslavia during the war, the great effort of Soviet Union. It had influence on the whole world, especially on Yugoslavs, who are close by tradition and historic ties with Russian people. And we like and we love Russian people, I say today also.
But you don't love Stalin anymore.
But I don't love his policy, no. No, I think his policy is mistaken, and the policy that they are not only towards Yugoslavia, but many other fields are, is mistaken policy.
You think it's leading to war?
Contributing, not the best way to avoid war is to permit the peoples and the countries to live independently in a community of a family of nations. and to look for the solution of common problems, of their respective problems. Let them live how they wish, and to help the to increase the standard
Mr.
of living.
Mr. Norway. I asked if you thought that policy that you are criticizing will lead to war if they continue.
I hope the strength of peace-loving forces in the world is much stronger today than the war, than the war forces. So I believe, and I wouldn't be a member of the United Nations if I wouldn't believe in preservation of peace.
Well, what do you consider the main cause of the Stalin-Tito quarrel?
Excuse me.
Go ahead, Mr.
What do you consider the main cause of the Stalin-Tito quarrel?
There are many. We consider, in first place, that our aim was our aim is to increase the standard of living in Yugoslavia, to increase the industrialization. We are an agricultural country, a backward agricultural country, with a very intelligent people, with a very hard-working people, rich country, which could be and can be industrialized very easily. And we can, in a period of 5 or 10 years, we could reach much higher standard of living. And the idea of coming from countries was against. This was perhaps one of the first reasons. Second is that we are nationally independent. It's a tradition. Yugoslav historical tradition is fight for independence. It's not only today, but it was through centuries.
Mr. Ambassador, would you set me straight on one thing? Is Yugoslavia a democracy or a dictatorship?
Democracy, absolutely and
absolute
categorically.
Democracy, and you have complete freedom of speech, you have no forced labor, you have no speed up,
no,
you let the clergy, freedom of religion?
We have freedom of religion, we have no forced labor, we have freedom of speech, but...
This imprisonment of Stepanek, was just a rumor?
No, it's
that
a fact.
It actually took place.
And I was on the similar broadcast when you asked me this 3 years ago, and I told you that time.
But you're saying... You say there
but
is...
I could answer... No, excuse me, I would like to answer you. Mr. The Stepanek, he was not condemned like Catholic bishop or Catholic hierarch, but a man who was responsible for crimes committed against the state. He was collaborating with the enemy, not during Tito's Yugoslavia, but during King Peter's Yugoslavia.
And then these stories that we get from correspondents who go into Yugoslavia, that there's forced labor, that there is no freedom of speech, that there is no freedom of religion, those are all false reports.
Distorted reports, exaggerated. It is. I was Minister of Information in Yugoslavia, and I before I came as ambassador here, we have no censorship. But Mr. Spivak. But I'm speaking very frankly and very openly. I don't think that it would be possible. It is possible to have in a completely destroyed Europe, like Europe was after the war, after Nazi and fascist occupation, this destruction, the provocation of civil wars and fratricidal wars inside every country, with thousands of economic problems that you had before you, to give an anarchic freedom, so-called freedom.
Sure, there isn't freedom, or is there?
It is. But it is not in this way, like you have here in America, to speak many times things what are not true, to put in headlines which are distorting the truth so many times, and which I am not capable to deny.
Well, could you tell me this? A very able reporter who just returned from Yugoslavia told me that on August 6th of this year, Marshal Tito made a speech, and I can't pronounce the name of the town.
Yes.
And he said, and I quote, "If he is against socialism, he is an enemy who must and will be annihilated." Was he only fooling when he said that, or did he really mean it? And does he mean that that's what would happen to all of us capitalists?
I don't know this quotation from Marshal Tito's speech, but it is true that Yugoslavia is going to deep and bigger social reforms. It's a revolution. I could quote Mr. Spivak from your history. In period of 1790 or 1880 or even during the Restoration on Civil War, many speeches I could quote here, which are not completely in agreement with your principles of democracy.
On the part of the head of our government? Or just some irresponsible
leaders,
people?
Leaders, very important.
The president of our United
president,
States?
President, perhaps, no, I'm not president, no, but many official policy after the Civil War, the restoration, it was official policy in the southern states.
In short, you admit then that anybody who opposes socialism is likely to lose his head?
No, categorically no.
Well, was he?
And I don't think that the quotation is true.
You think one of our reporters made it up?
Yes. No, perhaps I exaggerated. Perhaps it was not. We are building socialism. Who is against socialism? Black marketing is doing a work against the interests of the state. Why shouldn't we punish that? And what is exactly the difference? And what we would like to stress: what is the difference between us in Yugoslavia and the other Eastern European countries? Is that we would like to bring more humane element in the relation between the man and the state.
Mr. McNeil.
I'd like to argue sometime with you about this business of exaggeration by foreign reporters. I can prove you're just wrong as can be, but that's another matter.
I could prove you how many times you've exaggerated.
We have very little time left, so we stick to short questions and answers here. We can have a debate later.
Okay, you're supposed to be blockaded by the Common Form, is that right?
Yeah.
Was the Common Form set up and initiated by Yugoslav leaders at the insistence of the Communist Party in Moscow?
No.
It was not?
No, Yugoslavia was a member there, invited, but it was not Yugoslav initiative. Originally, basically, the Yugoslav leaders of Yugoslav Communist Party were not for Communist Party.
Mr. Stone.
Mr. Ambassador, it might help to clarify things if you explain to us why you, as leader of a Democratic Party, have gone into a popular front and support revolutionary methods in the transformation of yours, a backward peasant country, instead of pretending that it's democratic like the United States. Tell us why you think undemocratic methods are necessary in your country.
I think it was, first place, I'm Yugoslav-oriented. It means I'm for Yugoslav unity. I'm for unity of Serbs, Croats, Slovenes, Macedonians, and Montenegrins. I believe in my party and my friends were fighting always for Yugoslav unity. On one side you had the government in exile, who was fighting against Yugoslavia.
Why do you, just tell us that, because
they are necessary. They are absolutely necessary.
Explain it to the audience. That's what I want you
to
do.
I would, old Yugoslavia, I'm going to take the old example that I'm using so many times. The Bor copper mines. It was a French concession. And there, for 40 years, exploited by a French company. The profit, for 1937, was 235% dividend in 1 year. I remember how Fiorello LaGuardia told me before I left in 1944 to join the cabinet in London. He told me, Kosanovic, first thing what you have to do in Yugoslavia is confiscate foreign concessions. He was not a communist.
Mr. Hartness.
Mr. Ambassador, as Marshal Tito is incorrectly quoted in this country, he said time and time again that the enemy of Yugoslavia is not only Russian communism, Moscow communism, but also Western imperialism. Now, Mr. Ambassador, you've lived over here a long time.
Yes.
You know us and what we understand as democratic processes.
Yes.
Now, do you honestly think that America is run by greedy Wall Street people who want to make war against the East merely to pad their own bank account?
I know American people. I pretend to know it pretty good, and I know that American people is for peace, and American people would like to have high standard of living and to do business. And we, from our side, we would like to do also business with American people. This is original Yugoslav policy. We would like to do business. We hope in a world it's not necessary more to have revolution, sir, to have wars. But it is time for evolution. And we have, if we think that our way of life is better in that way, like we think, let us live. Let us work in that way. Help the progressive forces. Or misunderstanding the progressive forces.
Well, why then, sir, do you keep referring to us as Western imperialists who are enemies of Yugoslavia and the freedom of the Yugoslav people if they're free?
Excuse me, Mr. Harkness. The past of the Balkans.
Sir, I didn't know.
The past of the Balkans. It was a very tragic past. We were always the playground of big powers. We were divided and instigated one against other. We went through wars from war to war. In last 40 years, I said yesterday in Atomic Energy Commission, discussion during Atomic Energy, Yugoslavia in 40 years, for last four decades, went through three big wars. One fourth of our existence was war. Why? Because the foreign influences are there. Andy, you must admit that the German earlier, Turkish, British influence was Russian, was in the Balkans, and was dividing us. And we are afraid from everybody who is mixing in Balkans.
Mr. Spivak.
So this is a bad experience.
Mr. Ambassador, let's get down, as someone said, to the milk and the coconut. Why should we give Tito aid? Isn't he as much an enemy of capitalism as Stalin is?
I think it is in your revolutionary tradition. I don't think that your revolutionary tradition should be to help the freedom-loving peoples in the world to get freedom.
Not if they're
freedom.
Going to try to destroy us, though. Do you think so?
No. Why? Who?
Well, isn't he a Leninist just as Stalin is?
Oh, I don't go in these ideological discussions, but it is better for you to have... It is better to you have free peoples working hard working to increase their standard of living, to improve their life, to increase the civilization and the culture. It's your interest.
You think it's better for us to have two groups of people who are out to destroy us than have one combination of them?
No, we are not going to destroy America. No, you don't believe that.
Well, isn't Stalin a Leninist? Doesn't he believe that it's impossible for capitalism and socialism to live in the same world
together? Even Stalin said that the two systems could live together. And naturally, the Yugoslav Communistic Party...
Not as I read him. As I read him, he said they couldn't live together.
There are many quotations from Stalin which have said that. But I'm speaking as Yugoslav and speaking in the name of Yugoslavia, in name of this, what Marshal Tito is speaking, and what Yugoslav government, and even what Yugoslav Communistic Party is speaking.
You think?
We are against the interference in foreign countries. And so how would we have our idea to destroy your existence?
Well, what were your guerrillas doing in Greece then, Mr. Yugoslav?
Our guerrillas, no one single Yugoslav was in Greece, my dear Mr. Spivak.
Then again, the information we had was...
Who told you that? No, it's not true.
Just reporters.
Yugoslav guerrillas. There are Greek guerrillas. No one single Yugoslav.
Well, the stories we got here was that it wasn't until... Stalin and Tito got into trouble that Greece was able to win its battle against its guerrillas because of the aid Yugoslavia was given.
Not perhaps that, but the reason why Marcos was liquidated, because he was an independent Greek who was fighting for a democratic Greece.
These are just rumors made up, is he, by every paper but the Communists.
Well, there was no Yugoslav guerrillas.
Perhaps he was. Perhaps he was communist, like Tito. Why not? But independent. And he was liquidated. Now the fighting Greece is liquidated not by Greek monarchistic army, but by internal differences there. But the help of Yugoslavia or that you said, excuse me, I must correct that energetically. No one single Yugoslav soldier was in Greece.
But even then, Mr. Ambassador, aren't you a little surprised to see Yugoslav communists and American Democrats with a small d in bed together? Aren't they strange bedfellows?
Why? Progressive. Why? Progressive world, progressive people.
That's a big word, progressive.
I think the progressive world is going the progress in world. I'm not speaking progressive with big, but progressive. Those progressive forces in the world, without difference of shade, they should help them.
Did I understand, Ambassador, a few moments ago when you answered Mr. Spivak, that you said that the reason we were helping Tito was to try to preserve peace and avoid a war? Was that right?
We understand.
But you said a while ago when you criticized Stalin's policy, you said you didn't think it was leading to war. And I was just trying to reconcile the two answers.
No, I didn't. I said that not understanding or not trying to understand the peoples, trying to oppress the peoples, trying to force the peoples, it's naturally could provoke explosion.
I just couldn't understand war. Why we should help Tito if there wasn't any danger of a war with Russia.
I myself, since I'm here, I came in 1940 on the first appearance here on this Mise de Presse. I was speaking about the necessity of improving the relations between Yugoslavia and America and Yugoslavia, United States and Yugoslavia. And I was trying to improve the business relations. And also to understand, I told and I repeated many times to my American friends, they should think in their terms of their history, not think on America 1949 and Yugoslavia 1949. But go back in your history. Go 70, 82, 85, 90.
Mr. Stone.
800. And think,
Mr. Ambassador.
And you will see that we are more in a better position than you were 150 years ago.
Mr. Ambassador, since you're trying to establish your national independence, wouldn't you regard it as inconsistent for Washington to express the views of my colleagues and insist that you give up your national independence, your national way of life, to ours, to Americans?
No.
Wouldn't it be going out of the frying pan into the fire for you?
I think that this would be mistaken in a big world policy also to ask from Yugoslavia to resign to try to suppress Yugoslav independence from any side. It would be a mistake. Pardon.
Mr. McNeil.
Excuse me, sir.
No, sir.
I'm still confused because of the answer you didn't give to Dick Harkness. It was just day before yesterday that we were the Anglo-American imperialists.
Yes.
In Yugoslavia. Today we're giving them gasoline and. Are your folks as confused as I am?
Mr. McNeil, no, I'm not confused. I think it's logical. And for my part, I think that your democratic leadership in this country is thinking also it's logical to do that. It's also your interest. I think it's not necessary, and it will not be necessary to do something for Yugoslavia to sacrifice her independence.
This is the strength of Yugoslavia. I have to interrupt. We seem hardly to have gotten started with the question. We could go on for another hour, I'm sure.
Okay.
But our time is up, and we have to end this press conference. In just a moment, we'll learn who our guest will be next week.
Next Saturday evening, NBC Television will again present America's Press Conference of the Air, Meet the Press, over these same stations. Make a note now to join us then when our guest will be Admiral Oscar Badger, Commander of Naval Forces in the Western Pacific and just returned from 20 months in China. His post in China was diplomatic as well as military. And now good night for Mr. I.F. Stone, Mr. Lawrence Spivak, Mr. Marshall McNeil, Mr. Richard Harkness, Miss Martha Roundtree, and Mr. Sava Kosanovich. Meet the Press has come to you from Washington, D.C.
NBC Television.